Le Château de Lavigny, 4C. In my desktop glass, the casement windows open their blue sky and move white clouds and birds above the metal roof of the veranda, where plane tree branches tremble every morning as if the lake were sending special breezes to rouse their wakeful sensitivity. The image registering the wind is holding my face over a manuscript, while above me and to the left in a ceiling-high cabinet behind 20 immaculate panes, the 22 Staffordshire dogs are seated in baleful amazement at all the glazed chintz patterning the walls, the draperies, bedspreads, headboards, chairs, with bluebirds and finches among the cabbage roses, a print once chosen with flowers only, draperies for our first apartment in New York. You would have liked this place. Living in a museum where you may sit on antique chairs, examine art and objets, richly satisfied by authenticity. You would have loved the iron bull among the cherry trees, dining on the veranda, entering conversations about film, or listening to the fields heavy with wheat and sunflowers, and the hillside weighted with grapes, or seeing a hedgehog by the wall and breathing roses, an abundance you could only wish for in your garden. Today, mist webs between the mountains, thunder flung from peaks across the lake, roars toward my room in the chateau, past double doors, empowering torrents of memory pushing through windows, closed to the rain, dampening the sills.